From the Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles, I'm Tony Cox, and this is Marketplace Money from APM. Housing is a big deal in this country. It is the cornerstone of our economy. And for many, it's the source of our own sense of achievement. I guess that's why home ownership is such a big part of the American dream. And dreamers got what sounded like good news this week. The National Association of Home Builders says the number of housing markets considered to be improving jumped 76% over the last month. And a research firm called CoreLogic said home prices rose more than 6% in October compared to a year earlier. Foreclosures down. Short sales up 35% in the last quarter. Glenn Kelman is president and CEO of Redfin, a real estate website. He says the news is good for the economy, but for home buyers, things aren't as dreamy as they seem. Glenn, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
News reports say that the housing market in this country is bouncing back. So first thing, do you agree? And if you do agree, what's driving it?
I do agree, and I think what's driving it is just the lack of inventory. Right now, prices are increasing because nobody wants to sell a home. The banks stopped foreclosing on properties. Short sales are even in decline in some places, and so the only folks who are selling properties are regular homeowners, and they're able to sell properties for higher prices. And so really the only limit on sales volume has been the number of homes for sale, not the number of buyers out there looking for them.
That brings to mind this issue of the so-called shadow inventory, which sounds ominous. First thing, describe it in terms of what it actually is and talk about how much of an issue it is, if it is one.
Well, it's been the monster under the bed of the American economy for the past 5 years. Lots of folks have been worried that banks have all sorts of foreclosed homes that they could put on the market and flood the market with properties that haven't been lived in for years and destroy home prices. And that has been a problem for the past 5 years, but over the past 12 months, much less so. Interest rates are lower, so anybody who was going to get kicked out of their home could just refinance. And the basic truth of it is that if you haven't lost your house in the past 5 years, if you've held on this long, you're probably going to be able to hold on a lot longer.
Your company, Redfin, is very much involved in this. And you know, we hear that rents are going up at all-time highs.
Yep.
And it makes me wonder whether or not the American dream of owning a home, is it still realistic?
Not for about half of America. So about half of Americans don't have the credit anymore to buy a home, which is the central tragedy of this economy from my perspective. You've got home prices at historic lows, interest rates at historic lows, but lots of people who just don't qualify because they've had a foreclosure in their past or a short sale in their recent past. And so as a result, when rents go up and it would be cheaper for them to actually buy a place, they can't. And landlords at this point understand this. And so they're able to raise prices on folks who have no other choice but to continue renting.
This may sound like an odd question, but bear with me. Why do people buy homes anyway? Is it because we were taught from children on that the American dream is to get a home? Or is there something about us that makes us feel we need to have that in order to be whatever we consider success to be?
Oh, I think there's a lot of craziness in the decision. I mean, when you buy a shirt, you don't convince yourself that it's a good investment. Or when you buy yourself a cheeseburger, you don't tell yourself that it's going to be worth more later. But somehow, when you buy yourself a pretty house, you can rationalize it as a good investment. And sometimes that's true, and sometimes it isn't true. But I think many people love looking at pretty houses and also love the idea that it could be something that they buy and are able to sell for more later, regardless of whether that's always true.
But it sounds that people, the way you're describing it, buy a house with, even though they're not necessarily looking at it as a long-term investment, they still see it from economic as opposed to social commitment. A home is a place to raise a family, as opposed to a home is a place that I can sell 10, 20 years later if I want to.
Yeah, I think more people now especially are falling in love with homes. The most common refrain that we heard in 2008 or 2009 was about value. The only thing people were going to pay for was square footage, and they were hard-nosed, cold, and calculating about it. But today, you see people walk into homes and sort of fall in love. They make that little sound because they see the kitchen or they imagine the bedrooms where their children could grow up, and their decisions are less rational than they were a few years ago when it was purely based on how much money do I have to pay for how much square footage.
So they're not impulse buying. Who could afford to buy a house on impulse? But yet there's some of that involved in the decision making, isn't there?
Well, I think emotion has come back into the home buying process. For a long time, the only people who were out there buying houses were sharps, were investors who were being very calculating about it. Now that you see regular home buyers coming back into the market, it's an emotional process. And as much as you want to make it a cold, hard calculation, some people are just making more emotional decisions. And the way you see that surface in the economy is that people are investing in the homes before selling them. What was the point in 2008 or 2009 of putting in a better kitchen or adding a bedroom when people really weren't going to value that? They were going to look at what you paid for it and try to get a discount off of that. But today, you see American homes looking much nicer because they're trying to draw people in and justify a higher price.
Is there a region in the country, a specific region, where it is peculiar for purchasing a home or for renting?
Well, right now, I'd say that California is the area where it is very competitive right now, both in Orange County and in the Bay Area. You've got bidding wars all over the place. And so lots of people who want to buy homes are actually renting because they just can't find a place to buy. There's less than 2 months of inventory in those two places. And in a healthy market, you usually have six. So I think you have renters of last resort in some places in California. You're seeing some of that in places like Phoenix, Las Vegas, to some extent in Washington, D.C., where there's just nothing to buy.
Glenn Kelman is president and CEO of Redfin, a real estate website.